23 young lives who could have contributed to the India growth story, who would have helped manage the skewed doctor-patient ratio in India, who could have been the makers and builders of fast-developing India, have been lost. 23 students have died by suicide in India's coaching capital, Kota, in Rajasthan this year, which is 3 suicides every month. These deaths are the highest in last 8 years. Over 2 lakh students arrive in Kota every year to prepare for competitive exams such as joint entrance exam, that is the JEE for engineering, and NEET for admission to medical colleges. Kota sends highest number of students to prestigious engineering and medical institutes like the IITs, the AIIMS and NITs. Statistics that have transformed the flourishing industrial town in Rajasthan into a booming coaching hub. The cost of preparing for competitive exams in Kota ranges anywhere from 1.5 lakh rupees to 5 lakh rupees per year, which can be a strain for students from not so well-off families. Many, in fact, mortgage their homes to send their children to Kota for preparation with the hope that one day their IITian son or daughter will change their lives forever. This performance pressure and burden of expectations often plays on minds of these students. Also, a flawed competition among coaching centers to secure rank holders who then serve as advertisements for these institutes to attract more students. So we ask on Left, Right, Center tonight, what's killing our students? Also on the show, another shocking case of murder by live-in partner, this time in Bengaluru. Man kills his 24-year-old lover by smashing her brutally with a pressure cooker, suspecting infidelity. We look at the rising incidence of intimate partner violence across the country and what is leading men to kill their partners so violently. But first, our top story.
Last mein do shot hai.
Isme se mere.
These unfortunate incidents put a question mark on the methodology of coaching in these institutes in Kota. It raises questions on what will this temporary ban on tests by Kota administration really achieve? Why are the coaching centers not preparing students for rigor and failures? What about counseling for both students and their parents? And the big question, how do you de-stress these young boys and girls? And I'm going to take all those questions to the panelists who are joining me tonight. Bhagwat Singh Hingad is additional SP of Kota. We have Anand Kumar, founder of Super 30. Pramod Maheshwari is founder, chairman of CEO, also of one of the institutes in Kota. Dr. Jayanti Datta is a renowned clinical psychologist. We have Praneet Mungali, who is a trustee of a Sanskriti group of schools. We'll be joined by 2 students from Kota as well. One is a student preparing for JEE, the other one of NEET. I'm going to begin with you, Anand Kumar. Is tarah ki ghatnaye tham nahi rahi hain, ruk nahi rahi hain, aur khas karke Kota se kyun aa rahi hain?
इसलिए कोटा से आ रही है कि कोटा में जो बच्चे जा रहे हैं उनकी उम्मीदें बहुत ज्यादा होती हैं। कोटा में जो बच्चे जा रहे हैं उनके पेरेंट्स की उम्मीदें ज्यादा हो रही हैं, और जो कोटा में बच्चे जा रहे हैं उनके गरीब घर से, लोअर मिडिल फैमिलीज से, उनके माता पिता आखिरी कट्ठे जमीन भी बेच दे रहे हैं, अपने जेवर भी बेच दे रहे हैं, उसके बाद भेज रहे हैं कोटा। तो जितना बड़ा इन्वेस्टमेंट हो रहा है, जितनी ज्यादा उम्मीदें हैं बच्चों से, पेरेंट्स की, उतना बच्चों पर दबाव है, और जितना ज्यादा दबाव हो रहा है उतना ही परेशानी बच्चों को बढ़ रही है, कंपटीशन भी उतना ही टफ है। इन सब तमाम कारणों से कोटा में सुसाइड की संख्या सबसे ज्यादा है।
राज सिंह, हु इज आल्सो अ स्टूडेंट फ्रॉम कोटा, लेट मी गो स्ट्रेट टू हिम। राज, जो शासन ने ये फैसला लिया है कि अब एग्जाम्स 2 महीने नहीं होंगे, इससे क्या प्रेशर आप लोगों पे कम होगा? राज, अगर आप हमारी आवाज सुन सकते हैं तो आपको अपने आप को अनम्यूट करना होगा। हाँ
ओके मैम
जी,
आई थिंक जो उन्होंने डिसीजन लिया है 2 महीने तक जो एग्जाम ना होने का, वो एक्चुअली अब जो नहीं पढ़ता है उनके लिए तो ठीक है, मतलब जो थोड़ा वैसे भी प्रेशराइज है, लेकिन जो मतलब जो कुछ मतलब करने आए हैं उनके लिए बहुत डिफिकल्ट होगा, मतलब 2 महीने तक कुछ एग्जाम वगैरह के लिए प्रिपेयर ना करना।
लेकिन राज, जो घटनाएं बढ़ रही हैं, 23 बच्चों की मौत अभी हो चुकी है, हर महीने का अगर आंकड़ा लगाया जाए तो 3 बच्चों की मौत हुई है, तो इस घटना की वजह से, इस तरह के राइजिंग केसेस ऑफ सुइसाइड की वजह से आप लोगों पे क्या कोई प्रेशर है? क्या वहां पर बहुत ज्यादा कंपटीशन रहता है कोचिंग इंस्टीट्यूट्स के बीच में भी?
जी, मेरे हिसाब से तो कंपटीशन नहीं रहता है, बट तो मतलब एक कॉम्पिटेटिव माहौल मिलता है बच्चों को उस हिसाब से। तो
ये कॉम्पिटेटिव माहौल में क्या बच्चे प्रेशर नहीं झेल पाते हैं, इसीलिए इस तरह की घटनाएं हो रही हैं?
जो मेंटली प्रिपेयर नहीं होता है उसके लिए थोड़ा दिक्कत का बात होता है, वैसे कोई दिक्कत नहीं है मतलब।
अच्छा, तो भगवत सिंह जी, मैं आपके पास आऊंगी। जो कुछ मूव्स हुए हैं विच इज बीइंग सीन एज बिजार आई वुड से, एंटी सुइसाइड नेट्स इन बैल्कनीज एंड लॉबीज ऑफ हॉस्टल्स टू प्रिवेंट स्टूडेंट्स फ्रॉम टेकिंग एक्सट्रीम स्टेप, देयर विल बी स्प्रिंग्स इन सीलिंग फैंस, हाउ विल दीज स्टेप्स रियली हेल्प? इट इज अबाउट काउंसलिंग, इट्स अबाउट प्रिपेयरिंग द स्टूडेंट्स मेंटली टू टेक दैट प्रेशर which is not being done।
काफी प्रयास प्रशासन ने किए हैं, पूरे साल भर से ही ये प्रयास चल रहे हैं, जिसमें स्टूडेंट सेल भी बनाया है ताकि बच्चों तक जाए, उनकी कोई समस्या का समाधान हो तो एक एडिशनल एसपी रैंक के अधिकारी इसके लिए लगाए हैं, नोडल हर जोन के अंदर जो एक आरएस अधिकारी लगाए हैं, नोडल अधिकारी हमने, इसके अलावा पंखों में वो हैंगिंग डिवाइस भी लगाए हैं, क्योंकि ज्यादातर जो घटनाएं हैं 70% जो घटनाएं हैं वो हैंगिंग से हुई है, जो डेथ हुई बच्चों की। इसके अलावा अभी ज्यादा प्रेशर इसमें सबसे ज्यादा जो इंटरनल टेस्ट होते हैं बच्चों के, वो सबसे ज्यादा इनको प्रेशराइज करते हैं, क्योंकि जो टेस्ट होते हैं नीट के रिजल्ट के बाद सुसाइड नहीं होते हैं, या जेई एडवांस के बाद सुसाइड नहीं होते हैं, सुसाइड होते हैं जो इनके इंटरनल टेस्ट होते हैं, उसमें जो मार्क्स आते हैं इनके, वो मार्क्स इनके पेरेंट्स को भी जाते हैं, और वो जो मार्क्स होते हैं उनसे इनका बैच डिसाइड होता है अगले महीने वो कौन से बैच में रहेगा। तो उसके कारण जो है वो, इसीलिए जिला कलेक्टर महोदय ने भी एक बार, तो क्योंकि अगस्त माह में सुसाइड ज्यादा हुए हैं, तो इसलिए 2 महीने के लिए एक बार टेस्ट पे रोक लगा दी है। अब टेस्ट किस तरह लेने हैं कि वो अब डिसाइड होंगे। इसके अलावा 2 दिन की इनको छुट्टी भी जो है वो कर दी है, कि आधे दिन की छुट्टी एक बार होगी, आधे दिन की एक बार, और 1 दिन की छुट्टी इनको मिलेगी ताकि स्ट्रेस फ्री रह सके।
लेकिन
इसके अलावा कई सारे कल्चरल एक्टिविटीज भी जो है वो यहाँ पे चल रही है, कल भी जो है 20,000 के 4 जगह पे जो है कल्चरल इवेंट्स हुई थी बच्चों को स्ट्रेस फ्री रखने के लिए। पर मैं सबसे बड़ा जो कारण ये मानता हूं कि जो पेरेंट्स हैं वो बच्चों को बहुत ज्यादा प्रेशराइज करते हैं। तो मेरा ये कहना है कि पेरेंट्स अगर जो है वो इनको बच्चों को ज्यादा वो नहीं करे, क्योंकि वो दूर बैठे रहते हैं और उनको ये लगता है कि बच्चा पढ़ नहीं रहा है, जबकि बच्चा अपना पूरी 100% देने की कोशिश करता है। कई बार ऐसा हुआ पेरेंट्स मिलने आए, उसके अगले दिन ही उसने सुसाइड कर लिया, या जैसे ही टेस्ट आया और टेस्ट के नंबर गए और उसने सुसाइड कर लिया। तो ये एक सबसे बड़ा कारण है कि जो पेरेंट्स हैं उनकी भी काउंसलिंग की बहुत जरूरत है, बच्चों के साथ साथ बच्चों की काउंसलिंग के लिए काफी सारे काउंसलर हर कोचिंग इंस्टीट्यूट ने रख रखे हैं, हर 100 बच्चों पर एक मेंटर रखने का भी जो है एक आदेश जारी हो गया। इसके अलावा लगातार जो है इनके हॉस्टल की चेकिंग की जा रही है, और एक और सबसे बड़ा जो ये निर्णय हुआ है, अब जो बच्चे क्लास में नहीं जा रहे हैं कई दिन तक, जो बच्चे उदास से हैं, जो बच्चे की लो परफॉर्मेंस है, उन बच्चों को अब जो है वो छांटेंगे और उनको जो है वो मोटिवेट करेंगे, काउंसलर से उनकी काउंसलिंग कराएंगे, इस तरह का जो है वो प्रयास किया जा रहा है कि ताकि बच्चे जो है वो।
लेकिन भगवत सिंह जी, अभी मैं एक आर्टिकल पढ़ रही थी, उनका उसमें लिखा हुआ था कि जो 17 साल का एक जिसका सुइसाइड उसका नोट है, उसमें साफ तौर पर उसने कहा है कि वॉलंटरी है, और उसके फादर के बारे में कहा जा रहा है कि ही वॉज कॉन्स्टेंटली इन टच विथ हिम। सो डू यू सी दिस एज मोर ऑफ realizing that perhaps he'll not be able to clear the main exam, or was this pressure?
जो है ये सबका जो सुसाइड है उनके अलग अलग कारण है कि मतलब जो है किसी में किसी से किसी के उसके अफेयर्स रहे, किसी से उस कारण भी सुसाइड हुए हैं यहाँ पे। कोई जो है पढ़ाई का प्रेशर भी एक कारण रहा है, होम सिकनेस भी रहती है, कम उम्र में बच्चे यहाँ आ जाते हैं, पहली बार 10th क्लास के बाद घर छोड़ के कोटा में आ जाते हैं, तो वो उनको ये भी एक प्रॉब्लम रहती है। तो कई सारे कारण है उसमें, पर सारा प्रशासन इसी में लगा हुआ है कि कोई भी एक भी बच्चे का जो है वो सुसाइड यहाँ नहीं हो, इसका प्रयास किया जा रहा है।
नहीं, लेकिन इससे पहले आप जाइए, क्योंकि आपने हमें बस 10 मिनट का समय दिया था, कि इस तरह की घटनाएं इस साल क्यों बढ़ रही हैं? पहले इस तरह के जो केसेस आए थे 2018 में आए थे, उसके बाद ये सडन राइज क्यों हो रहा है? हर महीने 3 केसेस रिपोर्ट हो रहे हैं।
इस बारे में भी जो है वो सभी तरह से जांच की जा रही है कि इस बार, क्योंकि हर बार 17, 18, 16 मतलब जो भी सुसाइड की होते हैं, इस बार जो है वो 23 हो चुके हैं, तो इस बार ज्यादा है, इसमें कोई शक नहीं। तो इस बारे में तो अब सारी तरह से जांच हो रही है कि पढ़ाई का प्रेशर तो हर बार ही रहता है, होम सिकनेस भी हर बार रहती, तो इस बार जो है ये भी एक कारण हो सकता है कि 2 साल बच्चे कोविड में जो है वो आए नहीं यहाँ पे, और अब कोविड के बाद पहली बार वो बच्चे यहाँ पे आए हैं जिन्होंने, पहले हर बार तो क्या होता था बच्चा 11th 12th वाला, इस बार 12th के बच्चे ज्यादा आए हैं, और जो सुसाइड हुए हैं वो भी नीट के बच्चों ने ज्यादा की है। तो इस बारे में भी अब सब तरह से जो है इसकी इंक्वायरी, वो जो है जांच हो रही है, इन्वेस्टिगेशन हो रही है कि इस बार बच्चों ने ज्यादा सुसाइड क्यों किया।
ओके ओके, लेट मी ब्रिंग इन प्रमोद महेश्वरी। प्रमोद महेश्वरी, यू नो व्हाट आर द मेजर्स दैट आर टेकन बाय कोचिंग इंस्टीट्यूट सच एज योर्स, बिकॉज you know, are you failing to address the real issue, which is of mental health and well-being of these young aspirants?
So I believe that the students who are coming to quotas are having a lot of aspirations and expectations. And perhaps the coaching institutions are failing at one particular point, which is the filtration or, you know, screening of the student at the time of the admission, because all students who are coming to quota are not capable or not eligible but not capable of getting into IIT and medical, despite of the fact that they may prepare for a year or 2 year or 3 year. So perhaps, as like, you know, in earlier years of quota, there used to be a selection test and only those students were giving admission who deserve to prepare. But nowadays, unfortunately, due to commercialization, everybody is given or offer admission. Scholarships are given, though it is mentioned scholarship, but it is used as a, you know, sales promotion scheme, and students are being motivated to prepare, though the many of the people or many of the institutions know that the student is not capable of preparing, and perhaps that is something which needs to be addressed on immediate basis, so that only students,
you know, the point that was made by additional SP Mr. Bhagwat Singh was that most of these suicides happen because the students are seeing their results, which are internal test results, not after the NEET exams or after the IIT JEE. So do you make these results public? You know, informing parents is one thing. They're putting out on a notice board and making a huge show about it can make students really, really worried. Because, you know, what is visible particularly in quota is that there are no friendships here. That what we see relationship building in colleges or in schools, that's not there. You don't share notes here. Every single student is a competitor.
Very true. So, like when you do coaching, when you prepare a student for competitive examination and try to create an environment where they try to excel, then obviously you need to conduct the internal test, and you obviously put their ranking on the notice board so that students can compare themselves where they stand, and also they've been given detailed reports highlighting their weaknesses and strength so that they can improve upon. So yes, their results are being published and put on the notice board, and obviously there are, as I said, there are 2 categories of students. Few takes it as a constructive feedback and prepare and get motivated and prepare for, address their weaknesses, and few takes it as a feedback and, you know, get disappointed because the realization happens that they will not able to make it to IIT or medical, and they sometimes
In many ways, one would say that the coaching institutes are also responsible for it, because the coaching institutes, in order to, you know, ensure that you have rank holders, you publish it in newspapers that 1st, 2nd, 3rd हमारे institute के हैं, आपके यहाँ भी, फिर उसके वजह से admissions भी होते हैं. That is also a truth. Let me bring in Dr. Jayanti Datta. Dr. Jayanti Datta, you know, one thing is also becoming clear is that because of the number of deaths, it's huge, 23 death by suicide, do you see some kind of copycat deaths in the sense that, you know, if you have a student who could be in rooms next to yours, he is a good student, he takes this extreme step, then you are not able to figure it out in your own mind as to how you will be reacting in these situations. And you're young, 16, 17 year old.
See, suicides always happen in a spur of the moment. And I think the dynamisms behind these suicides been declared already. First and foremost thing, when you are yourself realizing that the student probably doesn't have the aptitude, doesn't have the capability, might not really be able to successfully clear the entrance. But still, because of the money, because of your other whatever motivational component, you take this child as a bait. Now, this bait is not only by the institute, but also by the family. Family also pressurizes that you have to do it. Now, the child is, you know, not getting any support even in the institutions. Now, the second thing, which is a very, very significant declaration by one of the speakers just now, that you see all these children are committing suicides after their internal results.
That's right.
So obviously the organizations are not taking the onus of communicating in a responsible manner that this child has not fared enough or is not doing well or has not done well. You see, they just declare it in a very, maybe in a very rude and challenging manner. Hmm. And as I have said before, I have been saying this earlier also, for these kind of institutes, there isn't any peer support. And when you don't have a peer support, the yes. organization doesn't have the onus. The kind of the political motives are also not there. You see, it's been happening for last so many decades. Hmm. What have you done? What preventive measures has been taken by the government? Nothing. Because these institutions are flourishing and they are charging humongous amount. Nobody bothers. You see, when there is a suicide, there is a death, we talk about it in the media, that's it. Nobody is concerned about the loss of the life of these children. If they were serious about it, you would already, you have realized that, you know, it is the communication by the organizations to the child,
yes, you know,
which
that,
forces
that,
him
that
to take the life.
That element of empathy, which is needed,
it's not there.
And that brings me to Bhagwat Singh Hingad again. Is some action being taken against these coaching institutes? What preventive measures can they take? You know, that idea of responsible publication of results, that's not happening. In order to, you know, bring out that spirit, that competitive spirit, the die-hard fight, you know, spirit, you are actually making students take these extreme steps.
Coaching institute ke virudh to koi karwai nahi abhi hui hai. Aur kyunki aisi koi...
Kyun nahi hui? Kyun nahi hui? इतने तादाद में मौत हो रही है, आपने क्यों नहीं किया अभी तक?
नहीं, कोचिंग इंस्टीट्यूट की सीधी कोई ऐसी गलती नहीं है कि कोचिंग इंस्टीट्यूट ही उसके लिए जिम्मेदार हो।
आप ही ने तो बताया, आप ही ने अभी बताया कि कोचिंग इंस्टीट्यूट उनको बता देती है कि तुम्हारे मार्क्स नहीं आए, तुम फेल हो रहे हो। तो इस तरह से आप ही ने बताया ना अभी कि मोस्टली जो सुसाइड हुई है वो नीट या मेजर टेस्ट से पहले ही हो गई है। तो आपको पता है डायनामिज्म्स क्या है?
नहीं, ये बात सही है कि पेरेंट्स, हर पेरेंट्स भी ये चाहता है कि उसका जो बच्चा है वो वहां गया
पेरेंट्स
तो
को मैं नहीं ला रहा है। नहीं, पेरेंट्स जिम्मेदार नहीं है यहाँ पे, आपकी जिम्मेदारी ज्यादा बनती है क्योंकि इंस्टीट्यूट्स के वजह से, उनकी कम्युनिकेशन के वजह से। अभी आपने बताया कि मौतें जो हो रही है, जो सुइसाइड्स हो रही है, वो ज्यादातर मेजर एग्जाम्स, ओरिजिनल एग्जाम से पहले हो जाती है। जब आपको मालूमात है कि ये इंस्टीट्यूट्स जो है ये बता देती है कि यहाँ पे बच्चे की गफलत है और वहां पर सपोर्ट देते नहीं हो, वो बच्चा क्या करे? उसको आप बेट की तरह इस्तेमाल कर रहे हो कि तेरे से तो हुआ नहीं, तो चल भाई तू मौत के उस पे लगा ले गले। आपने कहा पनिशमेंट दिया कोई भी इंस्टीट्यूट को? ये कोई नया बात तो है नहीं, इतने yes. दिनों से मौतें हो रही
okay,
है। आपने क्या स्टेप लिया?
You know, preventive measures have to be taken.
कुछ भी नहीं लिया।
Everything seems to be reactionary, that the government administration is reacting. You know, all these steps could have been taken earlier. What about counseling? Nothing seems to be happening with these students.
नहीं, काउंसलिंग हुई है, स्टूडेंट हेल्पलाइन बनी है, कलेक्टर के यहाँ पे जो है वो डायरेक्ट हेल्पलाइन स्टूडेंट सेल बना रखे हैं, इसके अलावा मेंटर नियुक्त कर रखे हैं, काउंसलर नियुक्त कर रखे हैं, वहां पे बराबर जा जाके उनको मोटिवेट, बच्चों को मोटिवेट कर रहे हैं, बच्चों की ये छटनी कर रहे हैं कौन डिप्रेशन में है, कौन उदास है, कौन नंबर कम ला रहा है, उनकी अटेंडेंस जो है वो कंपलसरी कर दी कि कौन बच्चा वहां पे जा रहा है नहीं जा रहा है, और टेस्ट का जो जहां तक ये बात आ रही है कि टेस्ट लिए जाए कि नहीं लिए जाए, इसमें क्या कि ये बात सही है कि कई बच्चे जो पेरेंट्स हैं और जो कई बच्चे हैं वो ये चाहते हैं टेस्ट हो, क्योंकि जो नीट का जो उनको एग्जाम देना है उसके लिए उनको प्रिपरेशन भी करनी पड़ती है, तैयारी करनी पड़ती है, और उनके पेरेंट्स भी ये चाहते हैं, तो पर जब अभी सुसाइड हुए तो एक बार जो है वो टेस्ट के वो जो नंबर टेस्ट करने पे रोक इसलिए लगाई है कि अब टेस्ट किस प्रकार लिए जाए, उनके नंबर किस तरह जो है वो उनको बताया जाए पेरेंट्स को या नहीं बताया जाए, या केवल जैसे टेस्ट
ये तो नया डिसीजन है, ये 2 months का टेस्ट
ये
नहीं
पहले
लेना,
क्यों नहीं लिया गया, दैट्स माय क्वेश्चन प्रणीत, थैंक्स फॉर योर पेशेंस कमिंग इन दिस डिस्कशन. हाउ कैन इंस्टीट्यूट्स एक्ट मोर रिस्पॉन्सिबली व्हाइल वी अंडरस्टैंड दैट देयर इज प्रेशर कमिंग फ्रॉम द पेरेंट्स, व्हाट अबाउट द इंस्टीट्यूशंस, कैन दे बी एब्सॉल्व्ड?
I think Maria is talking, and it's a point you
institute की जो जिम्मेदारी है यहाँ पे, इसमें कोई शक नहीं है, यहाँ पे पढ़ाई बहुत अच्छी होती है और इसीलिए यहाँ पूरे भारत के बच्चे यहाँ पे आते हैं. अब जो सुसाइड करता है उसके कारण एक नहीं होता कि वो केवल सारे बच्चे प्रेशर जो पढ़ाई के प्रेशर से ही जो है वो सुसाइड कर रहे हैं, अब उसमें कई सारे उनके रीजन है जिसके कारण जो है वो सुसाइड करते हैं, तो सीधा किसी बात को लेके कि कोचिंग इंस्टीट्यूट को जिम्मेदार ठहरा दो, ये तो बिल्कुल भी
ठीक है. चलिए, मेरा कहना है कि अगर प्रेशर की बात कर रहे हैं तो हमने उनके पेरेंट्स की बात की, लेकिन कोचिंग इंस्टीट्यूट की भी कुछ जिम्मेदारी होती है, इसीलिए हम जानना चाहते हैं फ्रॉम प्रणीत, यू नो दैट द शियर एटमॉस्फेयर इन विच दी स्टूडेंट स्टडी, इट्स ऑलमोस्ट लाइक एवरी सेकेंड दैट इज वेस्टेड, यू आर नॉट स्टडिंग इज ऑलमोस्ट लाइक यू आर वेस्टेड इट, एंड कोटा फील्स लाइक दैट वन इज रनिंग ऑन अ ट्रेडमिल.
I think you phrased it very well, Maria, that the problem firstly is a lack of understanding that these students that we are speaking about are actually young adolescents. Hmm. In addition to academic needs, they have social needs, they have emotional needs for a connection with each other. In every other setting, they would be in a school environment where their routine would have extracurricular activities, they would have sports, they would have all the kind of social connection.
That's right.
Which would take place in a day-to-day life. Now, plucking them out of that environment and putting them in a highly pressure cooker kind of a situation where the system incorrectly, and I'm not trying to point fingers at any particular coaching institute, but if the system is only incentivizing academic success, especially when it's pegged in many cases to the fees that the students have to pay, that if the students perform well, they get scholarships, which are rebates that they get, it creates a confluence of very bad factors where children are deprived of social connection. There is an excessive focus on academic accomplishment, tied to financial reward. Hence, the parents are egging the children on. So I think it's the design of the program itself which recognizes that, yes, it's important for children to be successful, but it's also important for students to be happy.
Yes.
And no point in trying to make successful people who are emotionally fractured. So the design of the curriculum in these institutes and their day-to-day itinerary needs to mind that these are young adolescents who have needs beyond just being prepared for entrance tests or exams, and both the coaching institutes and parents need to take cognizance towards that. But definitely the point which Dr. Datta spoke about and you spoke about, the design of their day-to-day activities itself needs a very serious rethink.
Okay, Anand Kumar, let me give you the final word here. Super 30 is known for, you know, ensuring that the students win. Can students win not being in pressure? Can they win in a situation where they're not stressed?
ऐसा हो सकता है, क्यों नहीं हो सकता है? इसके लिए कोचिंग संचालकों को बहुत मेहनत करनी होगी. अब मान लीजिए जिस बच्चों का मार्क्स कम आ रहा है, जैसा भी मैडम बहुत अच्छी बात बोली, मार्क्स कम आ रहा है तो ये कोचिंग सेंटर की जिम्मेवारी जवाबदेही है कि उसका मार्क्स कम आ रहा है तो उसका एक अलग बैच बनाए, उसके लिए अलग टीचर रखे, उसके लिए लगातार मोटिवेशन का कार्यक्रम करे, उसके मन में ये बात डाले कि आईआईटी नहीं हुआ, नीट नहीं हुआ, कोई बात नहीं, जिंदगी में और भी रास्ते हैं. उसको ये सिखाए कि देखो बड़े बड़े कितने लोग हुए, वो कई जगहों पर फेल किए फिर भी अच्छा हुआ, इस तरह से मोटिवेशनल स्पीकर्स को बुलाएं, उन बच्चों को धीरे धीरे पढ़ा के आगे बढ़ाएं।
तो आप ये करते हैं क्या?
करें, प्यार दें।
आनंद कुमार जी आप ये करते हैं क्या?
एकदम करते हैं, कहे नहीं करते, पिछले 20 सालों से करते आए और उसी का नतीजा है कि कोई बच्चा हमारे यहाँ इस तरह की दुर्घटना का शिकार नहीं हुआ। और हम ये बोलते क्योंकि 30 बच्चे हमारे पास है, घर में रहते हैं, माता जी खाना बनाती है, वाइफ देख रेख कर रही है, भाई मेरा उसके साथ लगा हुआ है, दिन रात अपना समय दे रहा है, तो बच्चे भटकते नहीं है। कभी कभी डिप्रेशन में आते हैं बच्चे तो हम लोग उनको घर पर बुला लेते हैं, मूंगफली खिलाने ले जाते हैं, कभी किसी मैदान में पार्क में घुमाते हैं, फुसलाते हैं, हंसाते हैं और मोटिवेट करते हैं।
तो आप बोलते हैं पर्सनल कनेक्ट की जो जरूरत है उसके वजह से शायद जो मेंटल हेल्थ सिचुएशन ऑफ अ स्टूडेंट कैन बी नोन एंड देन एक्शंस बी टेकन। थैंक यू सो मच फॉर योर टाइम भगवंत सिंह, आनंद कुमार, Pramod Maheshwari, Dr. Jayanti Datta, Praneet and Raj Singh. We are slipping into a short break. Coming up, another case of violence against a live-in partner. 24-year-old Deva killed by her boyfriend in South Bengaluru over suspicion of affair. We discuss, has the time come to have an open discussion on intimate partner violence? That and much more when I return. Stay with us. Welcome back. They had hoped for a happily ever after. They both came from Kerala and had known each other since their college days and had been living together in South Bengaluru for the last 2 years. I'm talking about these two. And little did 24-year-old Deva knew that her live-in partner would turn a murderer. Few days ago, Vaishnav had some doubts about the deceased. They used to fight over it. On Sunday, the argument raised between them and he hit her with a cooker and she was killed. She died on the spot. Vaishnav, who worked as a marketing executive with a local firm, escaped after committing the crime and police traced him on Monday. However, the police said that no previous complaint was filed by either of them, though the couple's neighbors said they used to have frequent verbal spat. But why have frequency of these cases of brutal killings by lovers gone up? Let's look at some disturbing statistics. Nearly 30% of women between 18 and 49 years have faced domestic violence. And the state of Karnataka, in fact, tops the list with 44% of such cases. Other states which have registered cases of domestic violence against women are Tamil Nadu, Bihar, Telangana and Manipur. In fact, according to the UN Women, 1 in 4 women face intimate partner violence. What's worse is that less than 40% of women who experience such violence actually reach out for help. So we ask on the show, is this a pandemic which is being overlooked? Why is this dark side of relationship which makes women so vulnerable, not being discussed? Do we have to wait for another Shraddha Walker, another Deva to happen to take this up nationally? How and when will we make this an open conversation, realizing fully well that it's happening in our neighborhoods? Has the time come to lift the taboo around discussions on live-in partner violence? Joining me on the show, we have Priyali Sur, who is an independent journalist, Nirmal Kaur, former DGP. We have Mrinalini Deshmukh, senior lawyer of Bombay High Court, and Dr. Jayanti Datta, renowned clinical psychologist, continues to be with us as well. Priyali, coming to you as someone who has extensively reported on this subject, do you see these incidents of brutality, you know, be it Shraddha Walker, where her partner killed her and then chopped her into multiple pieces, to Deva, where she was killed to death using a pressure cooker. Do these cases come as a surprise to you? And why don't these women realize that they are in an abusive relationship?
Maria, thanks for raising this issue on the show. I think the problem actually lies with saying the question that why don't these women realize that they're in an abusive relationship? It puts the onus on the women. I think the onus needs to be more on the perpetrator and also on the society. But most of it, I think, whenever a case like this happens, a case of intimate partner violence, which gets the media spotlight, I think our inherent, the way we've been conditioned as a society, the way we've been conditioned, let me rephrase, in our Indian society, is to put the blame immediately on the woman. Why was she in a living relationship? Or to say that how could her family, how could her parents allow? Were they not in the knowledge of the fact that the daughter was in the living relationship or that she continued? Or if they were, why did they allow? If we are being benevolent enough on that day, then we will put the blame on the man. Or, you know, we'll say, okay, the man is the perpetrator. But we never really question the foundation of this problem, which I think lies in the structural problem of our society and the regressive laws which are there in place. Let me just point blank say, and very slowly say this, that India is a sexually violent society. And we are a sexually violent society for majorly two reasons. One, because our laws and many things which go around it, including policies, are regressive, but we are also hypocritical. We're not okay with living partnership relationships because we question it. We question it by saying that there is going to be violence in that. We question the woman, but we are okay with a married man raping a woman inside the bedroom. That we are okay with. We are okay with porn being the major source of sexual education for the youth, but we're not okay with educating our children or the youth in sex education, whether it's in classrooms or in homes. We are okay with the numbers of rape cases rising one after the other, or sexual violence cases rising one after the other, but we never talk about consent. I think if we look internally, we also have a lot of blame that we need to put on ourselves as individuals socially, but also on the media. And I think we need to question the way the language in the media is also formulated.
Yes.
Every time you Google...
You know, the point that I'm trying to make here is that if an individual is in... if the partner is showing these streaks of violence, you know, and the woman is not able to seek help because of multiple reasons, because there is taboo around it. And the fact is, no one deserves to be abused. And the abuse is not her fault. But how does the society give her that confidence that you're not alone?
I think that's a million-dollar question. We have to start the education of gender sensitization very early on in our classrooms at a very young age. We have to instill in our boys and our girls, because right now what we instill in our girls is that woman ko to sehna padta hai, aurat ko, ladki ko to sehna padta hai, and boys can get away with anything. So we have to instill that right from the beginning so women feel also that homes are safe spaces to go to, because currently homes are not safe spaces to go to. Families question their behavior. Families question their attitude. If you try and go and report a case in the police station, and I just took 2 weeks ago a woman to report a case in a police station in New Delhi, and it was hard for her to report because the police was on my face saying, "Ma'am, ye to gharelu mamla hai." Right? So we don't have systemic structures in place which allow women to come out and talk about their abuse. On top of that, I think there are lots of mental health issues, which I think you have a psychologist on the panel who might be able to shed more light on.
Yes. I'm going to take that question to Dr. Jayanti Dutta in just a bit. But before that, Nirmal Kaur, the point being made by Priyali here is that she takes a woman who has been abused, but the cops say that it is a case of gharelu mamla. You know, what is the legal protection that is available for her? She has been abused and she has been isolated. And somebody like Priyali, who reaches out to her and takes her for help, this is the response that they get from the law enforcers.
That's a very, very bad response. The police is being sensitized so much these days. There are so many courses running for them. Their SOP is in place that they have to entertain these women who come seeking help, you know, legal help or police help in cases of violence. As it is difficult enough to come out and report. You know, if you are in an abusive relationship, you don't realize it. It's very obvious to the outsider, but the person in the situation doesn't realize it. And they are very addictive. And the thing is, they slowly become more and more abusive. If you put a frog in, say, in boiling water, it will jump off immediately. But if you put it in water and slowly, slowly increase the heat, it will die there. So abusive relationships are something like that. So if a woman at all gathers courage, it's the duty of the whole society, especially the police and other, you know, stakeholders in this, in providing protection to women to come out and help her. It is a very sad response if the police thinks that gharelu mamla hai. It is not a gharelu mamla.
Dr. Jayanti Datta, you know, you and I have had long discussions when Shraddha Walker murder case happened. There have been similar cases of brutality in other cases as well. And now
Nikki murder case.
Yes, Nikki Yadav. And now we are seeing another case of live-in partner being brutally murdered by another man. I mean, there's no particular socio-economic group here. And why is it that that in such close spaces, women are being subject to physical, sexual, emotional abuses, and in many ways, the partners are controlling behavior by an intimate partner?
Yes. The thing is, you see, our society has still not accepted the live-in relationship, right? And when you walk in for a live-in relationship, we talk about women empowerment, but is there really a women empowerment happening in the society? No. Because once you walk into a live-in relationship, you have to hide it from your parents. Your door from the family which you come out from, is totally closed. Because I have heard people saying, you know, ye ladki to gayi, hamare paas dusre bacche hain, kaun shaadi karega inko? Now, this is the mentality. Where will this woman go? And you see, the men, I appreciate the Sur, she said it very bluntly and been very bold. And it's so truthfully she has stated all this. You see, what happens is when you go into an intimate relationship, you have given in everything, trusting the man. The man thinks, well, I've taken in everything from her. She has nothing else to offer. So he can subject her to any kind of brutality. And yes, I agree with Ms. Kaur also that, you know, the brutalities keep on increasing slowly and slowly. Comes a time when the woman gets so dependent on it, she has no way to go. Where will she go? She cannot go to the family. She cannot go to the friends. There isn't any institution which gives her the protection. We would not have lost Shraddha if the police was rightfully taking the action. You see, when she went, and then the women are threatened that if you do this, I'll kill you. Now, why this man could get away with it? Tell me, how many cases we have talked about, has there been any punishment? Starting from Nirbhaya days, where do we have any, speedy trial and immediate punishment? There is no punishment. We have, even for Shraddha, we have not punished the perpetrator. So our laws are really perpetrator-friendly.
So basically, women have been let down by the law enforcement agencies. They have been let down by the legal system. And there's no protection at all.
There isn't any space. Rinalini, where will she go?
Go, I mean, the society has not given her that confidence that she can go back to her family. Yes. It's also that fallback options are limited.
She's not safe even there.
She's not safe. Mrinalini. Yeah.
So good evening, everybody. I think I've been listening to all the views that have been given by my co-panelists. And I completely endorse what their views are. But I have a different take on this. Number one, that the brutality which has been on the women have been subjected to. I think we as women, when I take a step to step out of a formal setup of society and get into a living relationship, I think my responsibility as a woman, as a lady, is 10 times more than in a normal relationship of a marriage, number one. Because I am, in a way, today also going against the flow of the society. Number two, the point here is that the moment you see red flags in your relationship, why are we not vigilant enough to take a stand? That if I can enter into a living relationship with my own mind and with my own consciousness and awareness, I should also have the liberty to walk out. So I would say that we need to bring about an awareness amongst the women that today, yes, living relationships are recognized by law under the Domestic Violence Act. That is true. You will be protected. You will be given as a woman also, besides whether it's a living relationship or otherwise. But when you, and this orientation is required, that you have to enter into this relationship with having in mind what is the fallback in case it doesn't work. These are the extreme cases where they are killed. Obviously, this is unpardonable, unforgivable, and we cannot even in the wildest stretch of imagination consider that such a thing should be even sort of, you know, considered to be sort of overlooked. But I'm saying as a fallback, you should first be real, you should be aware that in the event my relationship does not get on, what is my fallback? There is no point in saying that now my society is not supporting me, now my family is not supporting me, now I'm not doing this. You did something which is against their wishes. Now, why do you expect them to come and stand by you? I mean, they should, they would, and they will do that. But the point here is each one is responsible for our action. So it is extremely important within the legal framework. The law is there, the police is there, the social structure is there, and all these things which are said, we need to take a step that if I am going to enter into a live-in relationship, I should know what are the fallbacks of it. And in case I have to step out, I should have a plan B where I have the liberty. You cannot continue to be sort of languishing in the relationship for the lack of option. What do I do now? That cannot be the thing. That should be the first thought before you enter into a live-in relationship.
Okay. Priyali, I'll give you the final word. You know, It's a situation which has complex mental issues. You know, we are seeing that how it scars lives. There are societal challenges at the same time. But, you know, the fact is that it gets dark and darker with every such case that we come to know about it.
Maria, I don't know who the last speaker was, the previous speaker before me, but I think it's
Dr. Nalini Deshmukh. She is a senior lawyer at Bombay High Court.
Mrinalini Deshmukh, it's laughable what she said. What she is actually doing is victim shaming. It is because of people like her, because of women like her, that we've lost women like Shraddha Walkar and Nikki Yadav. It is because of point of views and attitudes like her that these women don't come out. They don't feel safe to come out and talk. The onus cannot ever be on a victim who's currently going through the trauma. That is why there's something called trauma. Because when women or any kind of victim is going through a trauma, that person is in a hole. That person cannot come out. And we are saying that we have to put the blame on this person for not being able to come out and talk about it.
You're getting me wrong.
Let me please finish, ma'am. You can come back. You said that there's a law and a social structure in place. What law is in place? A law which keeps on putting, even after the death of a woman, we are going from court to court. There's date to date being given. Jo tarikh pe tarikh batate hai na hum, wo har case mein ho rahi hai. Toh kaun si law ki baat kar rahe hai aap? You're talking about a social structure in place. What social structure is in place where lawyers like you come and blame women and victim shame them on a channel? That's the social structure in place. I'm appalled that being a woman and being a lawyer, you're talking like this.
Absolutely. You are appalled because you see one side of the curve. I'm saying every person has to, I'm not victim shaming. I think you've got me wrong, Priyali. And I don't want to get into any kind of confrontation, conversation with you. What I'm trying to tell you is I think you heard me partly. Probably there must be some audio defect. I have said that the orientation needs to be given to the women who are going to enter into a live-in relationship, or there has to be a general awareness that it looks very nice, it looks very catchy to be into a live-in relationship. Today, the law is recognized.
What about the orientation for the men? What about the orientation for the men who get into live-in relationships? Why should the orientation only be for the women?
I am concerned. Why not for the men? I'm not pointing one finger. I am concerned for the woman here, and that is why I'm saying. And that is why
We should completely ignore the other.
I am not saying that the man is not guilty. But should it be that I'm a hapless victim? Should I not be intelligent enough to understand that what I'm doing, I should be aware of what it is? I also said that the moment you see any red flags in your relationship, do not continue into the relationship. Just don't get into any confrontation. Leave the relationship. Get out of that relationship because your safety and your security is the most important time.
Get out and go to lawyers who want to victim shame you.
Really, that nobody is shaming. That is a very wrong interpretation you are giving. And I think you are just trying to sort of, you
I
know,
want to, I want to
the,
raise
the,
a point.
The entire issue. I am as much concerned for the women, and I am known for doing it. I am saying today, why can we not have responsible girls?
Okay,
not
worth it. Okay, I have just enough time for Jayanti Datta. Dr. Jayanti Datta, 30 seconds to you, please.
See, two, three things. First of all, if she is walked into a wrong relationship, it is she who is losing the maximum. She has already had to insult her uterus because she cannot go ahead with a pregnancy in a living relationship. Second, if she is walked into a living relationship, I would blame the parents also for socialization. How can they raise their hands and say, no, now we cannot take her back? Why should she have to work out a second plan, second alternative?
But
why can't she be given the same shelter?
The point being made by Priyali, and I tend to agree with her,
I don't agree
with
this.
What about responsibilities of men?
Yes, yes, of course.
What about their...
Absolutely.
You know, they are supposed to be in a relationship.
They have
a role.
The men have
to be
taken to the task for doing it. I am saying it is better to be safe than to be sorry. You obviously, and I gave you this example, that you have to take these people to task and give them the harshest of the punishment. And it should be served as a deterrent. What I'm trying to say is more reformative. And the reformation part of it is, I should be able, there is no point
Ma'am,
in saying
this doesn't
that I'm
happen.
The bechari.
Reformation doesn't happen.
System. I'm not the bechari. It's not that I don't have a
support
system.
No.
Have the guts, if I have
the
guts and I have the money, and every woman
push her to
have,
be a bechari. You push her, you force her to be
a
bechari. She has nowhere to go. Where will she go?
But then I am saying that please do not make her a bechari. Please, in fact, empower her and make her understand that these are the fallbacks. You should have a plan B. You cannot control the situation. If you cannot control the situation, be in command of the situation to a large extent, where at least your safety and your right to say no to the man,
you know,
your right
this
to
is
walk.
A discussion
what are you suggesting
continue.
For the men?
Is your destination. Thank you so much for your time, Priyali, Nirmal Kaur, Dr. Jayanti Datta, Mrinalini Deshmukh as well.